This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, thanks for joining us. You know, it's actually cloudy out my window this morning. That is a first for this week. Vinny, you were saying you were expecting kind of a cloudy-ish day.
Just got to look outside now. Yeah, there's cloud cover here at the beach.
What about you, Nicole, in downtown San Francisco?
Yeah, it's super cloudy over here.
And how about Millbrae? Let's check in. Let's go around the horn here.
It's drizzling out here.
Oh, drizzling?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear Lord. What has happened to summer? Bring back summer.
I'll take the cool down. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's nice to... It has been really hot, but my plants are so happy. They're like, yes, we worship you, the sun. You're like our God in the sky. Maybe it'll clear up later. Anyway, enough about that. It's time for Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram. Make sure to check out the Alice Instagram page and hit that follow button. Hey, who wrote this? Like, how about check out all of our Instagram pages? Alice has plenty of followers. Follow us. Clarky Clark, Vin Hassan, Brittany Boy, Nicole_DeJesus with no S at the end. DeJesus.
Who wrote this?
Who wrote that? Is that you, Nicole?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Don't hit that follow button. Come on, man.
Alice follows all of us.
Yeah, so. I guess. Sure. Alice follows all of us. You can find us there. Alice, come on. Hashtag stay connected to us. All right. It's time for the trash. Here we go. Thank you, Alice973.
Those up-tempo damn numbers, man. It's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying.
Who wrote this?
Who wrote this? Oh, poor Nicole. Sorry. Other than that, you're doing a great job.
No worries.
Here we go. This is the Billboard Hot 100. These, you guys, are the best songs in the country at this moment.
Duh.
That's not on the list. At number 100 is Rod Wave. I don't know who Rod Wave is, but it sounds awesome. Rod Wave.
And I know you're not no good for me, but you look so good to me. I don't need another broken heart or sleepless night. God,
you know,
please guide me right.
So that song is called Girl of My Dreams. It's like, that is, it gives me hope. My kid, yeah, right, is putting out an album this month.
What?
Yes. Apparently late in May, he's got a full-length release with his DSG band. I never can remember the letters.
Oh, come on.
So he actually let us listen to it the other night. And there's at least one song in there that I'm like, that is better than 90% of what I hear in the.
Hold on, though. Not only is he super creative, but he's in a house of creatives. And the name he wants to put on his project is...
It's not his band. He is a member of this... I told you about this kid. He's in San Diego. He's a singer and electronic musician. So this isn't exactly what, you know, necessarily my kid's own music would sound like. But he's the guitar player and does some backing vocals on this record. And so but he's in the band, so I guess it is his.
They just
thing.
Don't know marketing. It's not going to come
on. Yeah, DSG, I don't know.
I mean, DSG is something you do if you have super famous people.
Right.
And you decide to initialize the name in order
like
to.
Like MSG. Wasn't
whatever.
There, wasn't there a.
Michael Schenker Group? Is that
yeah,
who you're
the Michael
about?
Schenker Group.
Whatever. The point is, you That's not catchy enough for a first album from nobodies.
Listen, I couldn't agree more. However, I am not allowed to say any of my opinions.
Anything's better than DSG.
It doesn't matter.
Call it Squanch.
No.
Call it...
You know what? Write to him. He'll listen to you. He wrote a whole paper about how you were his hero.
Call it Schmeg. Call it anything but that.
Please don't call it Schmeg.
Schmeg is great.
Listen, I'm not in charge of this, Vinny. All right. I know is, you know, I hear this song by Rod Wave and I think, hey, you know, DSG has a chance.
All right.
Or they don't.
I'm sad. I thought Rod Wave is a great name.
Well, right. Rod and Wave. Come on.
That's really would have been a good, but that song is terrible.
A terrible song. No wonder. It peaked at number 98 and it's falling to number 100. Skipping up to number 10, guys. A little hop, skip, and a jump. Here's a song called Life is Good, Future, featuring Drake.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a padded through my wrist going nuts.
Here's our only new song in the top 10 this week. This is DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch and a song called Rockstar.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real new rock star? This ain't no guitar, but this a clock. My God told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. Better let me.
I don't know why I would expect a rock star, a rock song from a song called Rockstar, but
I like it.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
Well, it's not as terrible as Rod Wave. All right, at number 8 is Justin Bieber featuring Quavo. The name of the song is Intentions.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Go just make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my own.
Harry Styles' Adore You drops a spot to number 7. Harry Styles there. Post Malone, Rise, let's see, Circles is the name of this song. It's number 6.
Let it go. Seasons change and our love went cold.
Broadcast these guys did where they did covers of Nirvana.
Yeah. Did you go back and watch some of that?
I didn't get to go back and watch, but I did read a story and it came with pictures. And I know that for PR purposes, when you did the story, in fact, it included these guys were in separate rooms. They did the show from separate parts of the house, except the pictures of them hanging out pre and post show. They're hanging out like people hang out.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm not against it. I just thought it was funny that for the purpose
right.
of a,
they gotta
of a
show
press
them each
release,
in their own.
They have to say that everyone kept their distance, but then afterward they're all smoking grits and hanging out with a drink and they're within, 2 feet of each other. And
right,
you just go,
exactly.
Of course they are.
Blowing their smoke into the air for everyone to breathe the sputum
from. I mean, you're celebrating a triumphant, event that you just pulled off. That's cool.
Right. Mm-hmm. But celebrate it in your separate rooms via FaceTime.
Right.
All right. The top 5 are all the same as last week. We'll run through them really fast. At number 5, Say So by Doja Cat. At number 4 is Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now.
Show up. Don't come out. Don't
start caring about me now. At number 3 is Roddy Ricch, The Box. He was number 1 for like a million weeks. At number 2 is a wonderful song from Drake. He's so talented. It's called Toosie Slide.
Basically, I'm saying either way, we about to slide.
Does Nicole know the actual dance for this?
Of course
the
she does. Let's
dance?
See it.
Not really. I just know like the two, like when he walked you through it, that's all I know, but I don't know the whole thing.
But I don't understand. My brain can't understand how you put one foot up and then the other foot slides. Like, does the foot the foot comes down then? Because he needs to tell me that part.
That's that's actually a TikTok video. Like, people are falling during the dance.
That's, of course.
That is a song written for TikTok.
Yeah. My foot's in the air, but can I put it down before I slide, or am I sliding and then I'm falling?
How does that work?
Well, he does do the dance, right? So I can't really picture it, though, how he does that. He must put the foot down. Or does he hop kind of to the left?
Right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide.
You have to put the foot down. Yeah. You have to put I guess unless you kind of do a little scooch.
You're on your socks on a wood floor or something.
That'd be fun. And then eat it.
Well, basically, look, you're going to hear more and more songs like this with like little spelled out dance moves in them because everybody wants the plays on TikTok. I'm sure they somehow count toward their total number because this song stinks and it's number two.
And I was thinking about Vinny when I was doing landscaping yesterday, listening to this song. Because basically I'm saying we just go on a slide. The basically I'm saying part.
Either way, we're going to slide. Right. We're going to be sliding. Vinny should do a TikTok video where basically he puts his kids on a slide and they kick a right foot into the air and then slide and then a right foot. And either way, they're going to slide. That'd be good.
Instagram producer over here.
TikTok, yeah, I don't know where we all got the time for TikTok. I guess the Corona did great things for TikTok.
Yeah,
I will say.
Well, listen, it's because I don't have two little kids at home. That's all.
And TikTok is so much more like captivating than Instagram. Right for me right now, it is. I can sit on that and just get lost for an hour.
It eats time. It's just, what were you guys saying, that you go to sleep with it?
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
You lay it down in the bed with you and just watch those stupid videos until you fall asleep. You don't even have to scroll. They just keep going for you, right? Or do you have to actually move it?
Scroll to the next one.
Yeah, I move it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you watch it to your board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't worry, Nicole. Busier days are ahead for you, and you'll look back and go, oh, the days when I could just fall asleep to TikTok.
I know, right?
Yeah. Those were the days.
You'll look back lovingly.
The number one song in the country at this moment, and of course, the number one dance song on TikTok. The Weeknd, Ooh, I'm Blinded by the Light. Hey! Yeah. There you go. There's your Billboard Hot 100. You know, yesterday around this time, we talked about Cindy Crawford's daughter, Kaya Gerber. She's like tattooing herself in quarantine. Today, were you able to find this, Bryn? I looked for it, but I couldn't find a link for it.
It's the same. Did you see the video on that page? It's a video.
I'm looking at the reader view.
I see. That's why.
So Kaya Gerber and, her dad is Randy Gerber, who's friends with George Clooney, and they own a wonderful liquor company together. Or maybe they sold it and got all the money.
Yeah, I thought they sold it and got rich off it.
So here, can you see that right there? The two of them are apparently... So Kaya Gerber and her dad, Randy, both play guitar. And here they are performing for his 58th birthday.
And that's
well, that's sweet. They're,
Very
they're,
short clip.
Yes, they're spending some father-daughter time together.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's nice. I hope to someday see you and Isla or you and Hulk Baby playing.
I do, too.
Playing songs together. Are you going to do the story about the guy who was on?
Okay. Do it.
Good Morning America. Guy's doing a report. The morning rundown, pharmacies of the future. The guy's name is Will Reeve. And they have a lower third bar. Is that what that's called when they have like words going across the bottom?
Sure.
So the words went away. And there were his underpants.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a good moment. Do you have that right there?
Wait.
Yeah, so he's got a suit jacket and a button-down shirt on, no tie or anything, and he's at his home or whatever. I really feel like, the reporter should be the one in charge of the camera angle, like get a little closer so that your butt's not in the picture. Your wiener.
Yeah, and how would he have known when he first looked at the shot that the scroll was going to cover his chaunch?
Right. I would actually assume that he wasn't. I truly don't know how this could have happened. Unless maybe they decided, oh, let's have a moment.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Michael Strahan and Amy Robach are the hosts of Good Morning America, or they were during this.
Oh, there's his leg. You can see his bare leg.
You get a little shot of the
He just did a bad job positioning himself. He's not close enough to the desk or whatever.
Right. Put your legs under the desk. Set the camera up on the other side of the desk, then there's no chance.
Or maybe there's no desk at all.
Boy, he really looks like he even slapped that top part together, too. I mean, that is, you know, even where the button is.
You see, you don't see chaunch. You just see his thigh, his upper thigh.
And a little bit of his boxer shorts. But basically, he said, he tried to explain, we're our own camera operators these days when we broadcast from home. And then he said, listen, I was wearing shorts, not just underwear. And then he said, man, the more I look at this, the more thigh I see. Yikes.
Yeah. Duh.
And then he said, I have arrived in the most hilariously mortifying way possible. So who knows? Maybe they just did it to have us talk about them today. YouTube is hosting a free virtual film festival with 20 partners. And these are big film festivals all around the world that aren't going to be able to happen, like the Cannes Festival, Tribeca, Sundance. So they're going to host this thing online, and they're combining all of them. So, because there's a whole season for this, apparently, where you try to get your movie purchased from you.
We watched Hooman do that forever. Sundance, Cannes, and then what else?
Tribeca, Venice Film Festival. There's, even little towns like San Francisco has one. My little town, Mill Valley Film Festival. Mm-hmm. It's become a big thing. So there's about 20 of the bigger film festivals are partnering up with YouTube, and they're going to do a free virtual. And most people don't ever get to see film festival films. Either they are just minor pieces or they never make it to release at all. Viewers are going to be asked to make donations, but it is going to be free to watch. So let me see if there's a... This is on Variety.com, so if you want more information on it, as in when it's going to start, et cetera. It's May 29th, June to June 7th, but how you'll find individual movies, because I'm sure they'll all be available at once. The Oscars have made a big rule change for this year.
Okay.
And they had to, because no one's going to the movies this year. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the Oscars, has changed eligibility rules because of theater closings and film festival cancellations due to the corona pandemic. Mentioned yesterday morning. There's a new rule stipulating for the first time films that premiere on video on demand or streaming services can still qualify for Oscar consideration if their planned theatrical releases were canceled because of theater closings. So if you were planning on opening, they're not going to just open this up to anything that was video on demand first. But if so it's going to be major studio productions and stuff.
Did you see the backlash story about Trolls opening at home?
I sure did. So Trolls made about $100 million in its first few weeks. 5 million rentals at $20 a pop.
Plus, that's 2-day rentals. So I've already rented it twice, so we're in for $40 and we still don't own it. And I bet tons of families who are trapped at home are doing it even more than that.
And they also earned additional millions by charging $20 a pop for movies that were supposed to remain in theaters. They had their theatrical runs cut short, like The Hunt, The Invisible Man. You can rent those for $20 for 2 days too. And they're actually saying that this could be our new normal, and it's spelling very bad news for theater chains. AMC is so upset. They have said, we will no longer show Universal movies. And the average movie viewer went, that's okay. I'll rent it on my
I don't know what to say. I personally would hate to see movie theater experience go away. You hear all filmmakers that I've ever heard speak on their craft love the idea of it being on a big screen with big sound.
It's made for that presentation.
Right. So I understand that, but for my own purposes, I prefer to be at home. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it from home, and I don't feel like I've lost a lot in the watching because
you have lost. You've lost the 5 pounds you would have put on from the giant thing of soda, the giant thing of popcorn, and the milk duds you were going to get.
For me, what I've lost is I'm not frustrated hearing that chewing all around the building that I'm sitting in. So for
the guy who has to pee 5 times during the movie, right, and, you know, has to make you move.
So the experience for me is better at home anyway. So I'm not tripping on that. And I don't think that AMC is making, you know, Universal saying, you know what, we did okay without you. All right.
You know, and that's the problem. I actually do love the movie theater experience. I do love the popcorn. I don't go to crowded theaters. I go during the day. I'll actually go to a movie by myself. I really enjoy the theater experience, and I would be very sad to see theaters going away, but I feel like they will. You know, we've lost so many things over the years just based on, you know, the takeover of the internet. Can you please stop chewing in my ear? It's actually kind of bothering. I'm trying to get a thought out here.
Right. That's the thing. You're trying to listen and someone's just got...
And not just eating it, like unwrapping the friggin' Twizzlers package. Like, can you please shut up? And do you have to rattle your ice in your cup? Like, can you shut up? I'm trying to watch this movie.
Is that your knee against my chair?
Oh, my God. I know. Please, can you make your kids stop kicking my chair?
The last movie I went and saw in the theater was Frozen 2. Mm-hmm. And during the scene where he does that music video looking song, Lost in the Woods, and it is very funny, this little girl, you know, I don't know, 10 people down and to the, you know, a row behind, laughed through the whole thing. And I couldn't figure out. I actually was distracted. She was laughing so hard. And I thought, she can't even know what they're riffing on here. She's too young. I don't understand.
Was someone tickling her?
But it was so loud and distracting. It's just another example of, I was absolutely taken out of the movie, and I'm trying to figure out, how does this girl know what a Chicago video looks like or whatever they're riffing on in that? Anyway, I'm down to watch this stuff from home is my point.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's often a much better experience to watch from home. I mean, a Saturday night late movie where it's just nuts to butts and people are kicking and you know, and the eating and the everything else and the parking and the driving there and the waiting in the line and the getting in and fighting for a seat. Forget it. You're right. I mean, I hate to say it, but sorry, AMC. Your stance against Universal is for naught. Because
I can't believe how much I love this song. You're playing it, and I'm listening to it, and I can't even hear Sarah.
I should just... Don't worry, I'm not saying anything important. All right, we're out of time. What's coming up, Vinny?
No idea.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.